The next message comes from almost the last verses of the book. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So the title of this message is The Believer Fellowship in the Apostle's Need. And on the one hand, it seems when I came to these verses, I thought, okay, because this mainly talks about an account of giving and receiving.
Yes. Amen. Mm-hmm.
This brother's got the point already.
Right? Amen. He's accounted.
Right. Double entry.
Double entry. Keep those accounts balanced.
Yeah.
So these verses are about the believers giving to the apostle in his need.
Amen.
And him returning some kind of blessing to them.
Amen.
And these have been used by many believers and maybe some unbelievers in some what some may call the prosperity gospel. You know, if you give, God will bless you. And it says, my God will fill your every need. Like, you know, give to God and he'll give to you. And even some of the stories Brother Lee related in the life studies are kind of along this line. And so you could take this message just sort of, okay, we need to give and the Lord will bless us and he'll take care of our needs. Which is true. But there's some words in here that reveal there's something behind. And frankly, I was helped by the questions on the life study this week. Let me just read you the questions. How is the giving and receiving related to the experience of Christ? And what words did Paul use to show this? Wait a minute. Giving and receiving is related to Christ? That's just money, you know, out of the pocket. The Lord needs something. It's related to the experience of Christ. So listen to these words that Paul used, and that's what really made it rich to me. He says, at length you've caused your thinking for me to blossom.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
He's blossom is a matter of flower.
Right.
Blossoming. It's growing.
Amen.
It's a matter of life. There's another matter of life in these words. Listen to this. He used the words fellowship.
Amen.
Fellowship is the flow of life. And then in verse 18, he says, I've been filled receiving from Epaphroditus the things from you. Listen to how he describes it. A sweet-smelling savor, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God.
Amen.
And then the next verse about my God will fill your every need. Don't forget these modifiers. According to his riches. And he'll fill your need in glory. And he'll fill your need in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Saints, our giving should be in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Even we shouldn't give out of the feeling of this person's in need or the Lord. Even we're going to share something about another meeting hall. Better give. It should come out of the experience of Christ.
Right, right.
Amen.
And it should result in more experience of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus,
amen.
May our giving and receiving
amen.
Be in glory.
Amen.
Amen.
And result in and unto the experience of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Even lead us into glorifying God.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
So this thing that is so earthly can be sweet-smelling savor to God.
Amen. Amen.
So, saints, we need to exercise, even in this matter,
mm-hmm.
to exercise your spirit
Amen.
Before you write out that check. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And then you will have more Christ.
Amen.
And it will result in the glory to God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.